Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, March 15th, 2024. Today he is reminding us to truly trust in God, our ever-loving Father. Awareness of your true divine nature will envelop and embrace you. As you all continue to focus on inviting the love of God to fill your hearts daily, and then allowing yourselves to feel and enjoy it, be aware that your numbers are increasing massively every day. Love is inundating planet Earth and every sentient being presently in form. Your constantly renewed intent to be only loving whatever may arise during your day is extremely powerful, and consequently love is flowing powerfully through each one of you and strongly influencing everyone with whom you interact in even the slightest or most minor way. You are all blessed and honored for the amazing work that you are doing, even though it may seem to you that you are doing nothing. Truly, the love flow that you are and that you are sharing and extending worldwide is extremely effective and far-reaching. Trust in Mother, Father, God, knowing, as you do within the depths of your being, but mostly below your level of conscious awareness, that your presence now on Earth is essential and is perfectly providing what you all intend. Enormous assistance to all who are engaged in your collective awakening process. Do not be unduly disheartened or disturbed by the suffering that is occurring in so many places, because it is an essential part of humanity's collective awakening process. No one who is suffering is being punished. Everyone is precisely where they plan to be prior to incarnating, in order to fulfill their chosen task in humanity's awakening process. As I have frequently reminded you, there are no accidents. All have chosen to be presently on Earth now, wherever that may be, to mightily assist in your collective awakening. When you awaken, as you most assuredly will, your joy will know no limits, and there will be absolutely no memories of the unreality of pain and suffering that has plagued humanity for eons. All of humanity, all sentient life forms are the dearly beloved creations of Mother, Father, God, who chose to play a game or enter a dream of separation from her. The time to finally terminate that game or dream is rapidly approaching. Truly, it is past its sell-by date. It will be discarded into the trash can of nothingness, leaving behind not even a trace of the misery and suffering for which it was, by your individual but united free will choices, responsible. Awareness of your true divine nature will envelop and embrace you as you arouse yourselves from your long and ancient sleep into the reality from which you have never, for even a microsecond, been separated. You were all lovingly created so that you would experience eternal joy and happiness, and in doing so, delight your Holy Mother. The reason for your creation is clear and unchanging. It was for you to relish and delight in your constant and uninterruptible awareness of your brilliant and beautiful divine nature, eternally enveloped in and embraced by the vastness of love that is God. The utter joy of that state of awareness can in no way be imagined or conceived of while you continue to live in the extreme state of limitation that being human in form entails. You all have eternal life now. The purpose of eternal life is to provide eternal and uninterruptible joy for all the sentient beings of love whom God creates in union with herself, and to share with her the infinite wonder of that inconceivable state. It cannot be imagined, it can only be experienced, and you are all to re-emerge into full conscious awareness of that infinitely wondrous state, and experience the reality into which you were created, as you cease to pretend that the unreality that you are presently experiencing as humans in form is in any way real. Remind yourselves regularly that eternity is now, forever unchanging from the state of infinite perfection in which it has its external existence as God, as love, as the source of all that exists, now. Change is unreal, an aspect of the illusion, and yet many of you are constantly seeking to change, to escape from the pain and suffering with which life in the unreality of the dream or illusion is incessantly presenting you, the almost permanent, apparent lack of love. But love is all. You have just forgotten that it is the life force within you. Consciousness, awareness of just being as you engage more fully with the senses of your physical bodies and seek meaning in the world around you. But all meaning comes from within, from your engagement with love and conscious awareness of your union with the Almighty, Mother, Father, God, love. You were created with all that you could ever need to know your Creator fully and completely, because you were created in union with Him forever inseparably in His presence. And then you chose to enter into a state of intense amnesia, of forgetfulness, and you chose to believe it was real. All of you have, at some stage in your human lives, maybe many, come to a realization that something you believed in very firmly was untrue, false, and it most probably shocked you, because part of being human is an intense need to be right. You know this is so because you are constantly judging each other, seeing yourselves as worse than others and hoping to learn more and improve yourselves, or better than others and worrying that it will not last, and this deep sense of uncertainty about yourselves causes you much pain. Therefore, make sure to spend time quietly and alone each day in your holy inner sanctuaries where, if you will allow yourselves to open in awareness, you will know that you are truly in the presence of God. Allowing yourselves to know this is crucial to your well-being. So much of your time is spent refusing to allow yourselves to just be, because you believe that you should be doing something worthwhile. The most worthwhile thing you can ever do is just be who you are, who, deep within, you know yourselves to be, instead of hiding behind masks because you fear and believe that others will see how inadequate you really are. You are not inadequate. You never have been, because you are, each and every one of you, perfect divine beings, just as you were created, forever loved and cherished by your ever-loving Father, who is constantly reminding you of this and calling you home. All you need do is listen. Your loving brother, Jesus.